Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, for just the second time in the history of Earth, a record three people have completed one of the toughest races in the world.
And it is. Like,
listen to this.
It's just stupid.
It is stupid.
There's no rhyme
Who
or reason.
Who even comes up with this?
There's one old dude that created it. There's
yeah, his just name's some, Laz.
Yeah, there's just some old curmudgeon, Lazarus, right?
Yeah, Lazarus Lake.
Yeah, he's just this old weird mountain man that was like, I'm going to come up with this thing that no one can do. And people started coming to do it.
Yeah, his name's Gary Cantrell. His nickname is Lazarus Lake. They call him Laz. And it's called an ultra marathon. And it's famous. It takes place in Tennessee's Frozen Head State Park. The route was inspired by the 1977 prison escape of James Earl Ray.
Yeah.
Who's the one who assassinated Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
The race consists of five loops of around 20 miles each for a total of between 100 to 130 miles through brushy mountains with an elevation gain of around 63,000 feet. God. Athletes run the course over three sleepless days and nights. There are no aid stations, phones, or GPS to help. Getting lost, as well as falling and getting injured in the brush, is par for the course. The ultramarathon is marked with unique unmanned checkpoints, each of which contains a paperback book, and you have to rip out a page corresponding to their bib number and have all the book pages in hand at the end of each loop to prove that you reached each checkpoint.
Yeah, and if you think this sounds Mickey Mouse, like some idiot just invented it, it's true. Like, the start of the race is just like a metal pole. It's just like at the start of like this wilderness thing, and there's like a gate, and he has some license plates there and like a metal pole, and that's where you line up, and he's like, go.
And there's no one out there.
No, there's nothing. It's just some, and wait, look up Lazarus Lake sometime, and again, just picture the most backwards mountain man and realize that's the guy that puts this on, and he's the one that's in charge of it. You rip out corresponding pages.
Yeah, which is kind of, you know.
Now, has he ever done it?
Oh, God, no.
No.
You should see him. He's, like, fat.
No, I'm looking at him now, so why is he challenging everyone else to do it?
Because he's insane. Like, he looks like the, like something in Deliverance. Like, if you were out in the Tennessee mountains and you came across that man, you would assume that you're about to get Ned Beatty'd. You're about to squeal.
Someone wrote a book on it called Good Luck Morons, Lazarus Lake and His Impossible Race.
Yeah, and people...
People do it.
The amazing thing is people each year, it just keeps growing and growing, and people are like, I'll come do this.
So he started it in 1986, and guess how many people have completed it? Because three people did it this year.
That's got to be the most that's ever done it, right?
Well, it said for the second time in history, three people have completed one of the world's toughest races.
Okay, so we got six. I'll say that like 15 people have ever done it.
17.
17 people since 1986. You can't.
And there's a 60-hour time limit on it. Oh, by the way, he's got a stopwatch out.
60 hours. Imagine that. You're going to do something, and you can't complete it in 60 hours. I don't remember how many people try this thing every year. Did it say?
It doesn't say. I don't really understand, like, what is the appeal of this to people?
I don't know.
Is it just the challenge?
The challenge.
It's a, nobody else can do it, so I'm going to do
it. Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm special.
I got to think anyone that runs ultra marathons, when you're talking about these dudes like David Goggins, have you ever seen this cat?
No.
Yeah, he's a big Instagram guy. Like, he goes on Joe Rogan. He's like this former Navy SEAL that just, he just runs like hundreds of miles for no reason. He's like a badass Forrest Gump. It's insane. And there's no rhyme or reason to any of this other than like his whole thing is like, stay hard. That's his, he's like, stay hard.
Yeah. Eric Burns, the former baseball player, he's like into these ultra marathons and these ultra triathlons where he's doing like a marathon plus a couple mile swim plus 150 mile bike ride because like he's just a busy guy and needs something to do.
Yeah.
This David Goggins guy ran 101 miles in 18 hours and 56 minutes.
Yeah, dude, he's insane. He holds the world record, I think, for pull-ups. Look up his pull. Like, there's a video of him, and like push-ups and pull-ups. He just sits there and does them like all day, every day. You know, he thinks Navy SEAL training like wasn't hard enough, so he's like, oh, let's try this.
Boy, that's a screw loose, man.
Yeah,
that's not right.
I think that is as much of a mental disease. He's just about anything else out there.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, like the person that's addicted to heroin, how is that any different than being addicted to 100-mile runs or doing this race? It's just one is clearly better for you than the other, but you can't tell me that doing this is healthy for you. And someone's right. I remember this. The start of that race is not a starter's pistol or whatever. Laz lights a cigarette.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's how they start it. You all line up, and then he lights a heater, and you're like, go!
He's just laughing in their faces.
Yes.
Lighting up a cigarette.
Well, and isn't it crazy to think that you, Isaac Ropp, who would be the last man on Earth that would do any sort of grueling physical challenge for no reason, you could set up some ungodly race, and morons would show up. And by the way, there's no prize. There's no medal. There's no nothing at the end of this. If you complete it, you get the satisfaction of telling Lazarus that you beat his course.
The running community is pretty intense, man. The hardcore ones, they're wild.
It's addiction. I have somebody in our family who runs like 10, 11 miles a day. It's not healthy.
No.
It's not healthy.
Well, again,
it's skin and bones.
Well, everything's an addiction, right? To some point. Like, if you take anything...
But she has to have it.
If you take anything to an extreme, it can become an addiction.
Well, as far as this guy goes, Lazarus Lake, is that what his name is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they call him.
And his stupid race, it's Darwinism. You die out there in the brush, you're an idiot.
Well, because if you do get hurt out there, there is no one out there to help you.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like he's like, you want to see how dumb people are? Watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to create the dumbest, hardest race ever, and people are going to flock to do it.
And they do. They do. This guy says, my fiance runs ultras. I take edibles and build Legos instead. That from P1 Dambo. By the way, good choice. If you are going to be addicted to something, that's a way better addiction, in my opinion. The old sex addict. There's always that one, which I always kind of laugh at.
Yeah, they say that's a real thing. God. Tiger was a sex addict.
Are you really, or do you just like getting skush? Like,
yeah, like what's the difference?
Yeah, I don't. I find that the only people that say they're sex,
I guess when it's
negatively affecting
you. Detrimental to your, yeah. Well,
but isn't that again just someone that's really horny? I mean, do we have to label everything? And by the way, the only time someone ever comes out as a sex addict is when they get caught cheating on their spouse, like for like 800 times.
Yeah, it
times.
Wasn't my fault.
I'm an addict. You know,
I'm a murder addict.
What do you want? I'm an addict. I can't control it.
I kill people. I can't. It's not my fault.
It's always some Hollywood guy, like Robert Pattinson or someone's like, I'm a sex addict, David Duchovny. Are you, or are you just a good-looking guy that's rich and has bikini models like parachuting into your front yard? I'm pretty sure we'd all be sex addicts if we were Tiger Woods, you know.
Well, you will not see me out at the not-so-amazing race.
You will not be going to the Barclays or whatever they call that thing.
What do they call it?
I think it's the Barclays.
Oh, it didn't say on here.
Yeah.
The Barclays.
Yeah. I think that's
that sounds very regal.
It's really not. And that's
sounds like a golf tournament.
Yeah. Could we convince you to do that? If we were like, hey, you're up. You wanna go to the Barclays?
No.
Yeah, that's what the Barclay Marathon is, the this Donkeys in Morgan County, Tennessee. So, imagine taking your vacation time to go to Morgan County, Tennessee to run in this piece of crap.
So here's somebody who does ultra marathons. Did 126 miles in one last year. Barclays is as much like a regular 100-miler as a 100-miler is like a mile race. So I don't know what that means, but I...
Run that by me again?
Well, he's saying that he does ultra marathons. And he says this one that this Lazarus guy put together is as much like a regular 100-miler as a 100-miler is like a mile race.
Okay.
In other words, completely different.
Completely different.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. What is an ultra marathon?
I think ultra marathon...
Is that 100?
Well, it's certainly more than 26 whatever. I do think there are ultra marathons that are 100 plus, but I don't know if there's like an actual like number that makes it an ultra.
To me, marathons are dumb, much less ultra marathons.
I mean, 100 miles?
Like, why would you run 26 miles?
To get a little sticker on the back of your Subaru, and then you can wave it in people's face.
It says, it says here that technically it's anything that is just longer than a regular marathon, but typically they range between 31 and 200 miles.
Damn. Jeez. So you basically just are like...
Yeah.
Freaking Forrest Gump.
Yeah, pretty much.
You just run.
Can't I just buy the sticker and put it on the back of my car and then pretend that I ran?
You grow a long beard. Like, what is...
I've got the beard. I just hate running. By the way, so I looked up the registration because I wanted to see how many people run in the Barclays, this the Duchers Ultra Marathon here. He only allows 40 runners. It fills up the day that registration opens. And you have to write an essay on why you should be allowed to run in his race.
Oh, he's definitely doing a bit.
And then he selects it. And there is a entry fee to it.
How much?
$1.60.
Really?
Yes.
Does he have like a casting couch? You know what I'm saying? See, so I feel like he's a perp.
I found a list of the most deadly or scariest marathons, and his is number two. Number one is through the Saharan Desert in Morocco, 156 miles. Takes contestants about 6 days.
Wow. So there's a marathon that runs through the Sahara Desert.
Correct. In Morocco.
And people do this.
Yeah.
For a sticker on a Subaru.
Oh, this gets even better, by the way. So after you pay your $1.60 and you write your essay, and he agrees to let you run in his race, only 40. I love how he limits it. You are then required each race, and this is somewhat secret, you are required to bring an additional, quote, fee. And it depends on who you are. So he tells you what you have to bring. Some of the things that you have had to bring in the past are plain white t-shirts, socks, a flannel shirt, and those are donated if you are a non-finisher. And if you look at what he wears white t-shirts, flannel. So if you don't finish the race, you have to give this hillbilly his outfit for the year.
Wow.
He just asked people to bring him crap.
You know, this guy's pretty creative.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
You have to bring a carton of cigarettes, and then if you don't finish, you give this dude cigarettes. I guess that's better than him charging you like $200 and just buying it himself, right?
Some minor league baseball team needs to hire him to do some promotions or something. He's got the marketing angle figured out, I think.
Says the donations are based on the current needs of Lazarus Lake at the time. Prior finishers of the marathon who return to run again must submit a pack of Camel cigarettes as part of the registration fee.
He also went... Did you see that he invented backyard events? He called it the Backyard Ultra.
This guy. Can I just make a race where you have to run the length of my yard 17,000 times and then climb on my roof? And you're like, if you win... You have to bring me some. You have to bring me some weed and some chemicals for my hot tub. I'm gonna call it the Souk Ultra. Let's go. It's just as dumb as this idiot. Out
he
in
also
Tennessee.
Held the Big Dogs Backyard Satellite Team Championship, where 25 countries competed against one another remotely for their respective homelands.
So what? He set up a Zoom competition for a bunch of people.
Do you want to hear what this is?
I do.
Yeah,
dude, this guy. Participants what? Run a 4.167-mile loop every hour, on the hour, and are eliminated if they fail to complete the loop in time. The distance of each loop is equal to 100 divided by 24, so that a competitor runs 100 miles for a full day of competition. The winner is the competitor who finishes one extra loop after all the other runners have dropped. The length of the event can range from 24 hours to 4.5 days.
Oh, my God.
He came up with that.
I just think he's just the sadistic old man with nothing. By the way, Buck, I'm going to need you to reach out. I don't know if he owns a telephone, but I feel like Lazarus Lake needs to come on this program.
I will be happy to try and hunt him down.
Yeah, would you see and tell him I'll send him a pack of camels if that's what it's going to take to get him on the program. I've got plenty of flannel, and I can come up with some smokes for him if he needs. That's insane, though.
He says he just
can keep going as people are dropping.
Last year he said that the first time the runners have defeated him was last year. Two Belgian runners set the world record together by running 101 consecutive hours.
God.
Yeah. And he said that's the first time the runners have ever beat him. And backyard ultras are now held in 40 different countries across the globe.
It's not healthy to be awake for 101 consecutive hours, let alone running.
Well, humans are a fascinating people.
Boy, aren't we, though?
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap it up next. 6:48 on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.